Bottas squirming around, hasn't got the grip that he wants, holding off Sebastian Vettel for what is a thrilling climax to this Austrian Grand Prix. Bottas, who picked up the first win of his career in Russia earlier this season, started on pole here in Austria this afternoon, has now completed all 10 corners of the final lap and crosses the line to win again in Formula 1. It's Bottas from Vettel and completing the podium places. Daniel Ricciardo comes home to hold off Lewis Hamilton. Hamilton gave it his all, but in the end it just wasn't quite good enough. Started 8th, finishes 4th, and Sebastian Vettel extends his championship lead.
There you go. Thanks to Fox Sports. It was Valtteri Bottas winning the Austrian Formula 1 Grand Prix ahead of Vettel and our very own Dan Ricciardo, with Hamilton in 4th. And right now, to chat all about it, our very own Michael Laminato from Box of Neutral's F1 podcast joins us live from Austria. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Hi, Scott. Always a pleasure.
Well, first things first, another intriguing race there in the world of Formula 1, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this racetrack normally delivers something interesting. It wasn't necessarily a race of wheel-to-wheel action, although the conclusion was very, very close. But in terms of the championship, it's been a very, very interesting race with Valtteri Bottas inserting himself into that battle. There's now a three-way title fight, I think it's fair to say, in Formula 1.
Yeah, I was going to say, obviously with Bottas creeping up his second win, but Vettel still leading the Drivers' Championship. Hamilton fighting back to fourth. I guess a lot of talk has been about a two-horse race, but that's been the classic thing about this year, that it really has been pretty open, and Bottas does throw himself into that mix.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's important. I mean, Formula 1 had a great title fight, even if it was just Lewis Hamilton and Sebastian Vettel, because they're from different teams, which counts for a lot, and also really big drivers of their generation. Obviously, a four-time world champion and a three-time world champion, but in Valtteri Bottas, we have a story of a man arriving at a top team after a couple of years toiling in a midfield team impressively and now delivering. And he's taken a little while to grow into the shoes of the departed champion Nico Rosberg. But this race and a couple of races prior has shown he's really getting there. He's only 15 points behind Lewis Hamilton now in the driver's standing. He's actually closer to Hamilton than Hamilton is to Vettel. So if he can continue with this, this really does not only bode well, obviously, for us as reviewers of the championship, but really for Valtteri Bottas and his stocks as a top-tier Formula 1 driver.
To Michael Laminato, live from Austria, the Formula 1 Austrian Grand Prix, Boxer Neutral's F1 podcast, with Bottas winning from Vettel and Ricciardo. Hamilton did fight back for fourth there, much needed for him. But before we chat about that, a bit of controversy, Michael, we're hearing with the start. Vettel was none too happy with Bottas there.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, even I, when I saw the start, I was viewing it from just above the grid. I thought Valtteri Bottas had jumped the start. His reaction time was so wonderful. And obviously, you can't necessarily see, depending on what you're looking at, exactly where the red lights are and how the driver starts when the lights go out, how quick his reaction time was. The stewards investigated it. Even they suspected it was a jump start. Sebastian Vettel certainly thought it did. But we've heard from the FIA, and the reaction time from Valtteri Bottas was 0.2 seconds, 0.2 of a second. It was just that quick. It was described in the press conference as superhuman. You know, probably there's a degree of luck in there. He just managed to nail it at exactly the right time, but there was no foul play. He just did an exceptionally good job, and that set him up for the win.
Dan Ricciardo in third on the podium yet again, his fifth consecutive podium. What do you make of his season? Obviously going pretty well.
It absolutely is. He went through a little bit of a struggle patch in just before he started this podium streak. He was being shown up a little bit by Max Verstappen, of course, the teenage prodigy of Formula 1. Verstappen, for his credit, has had some poor reliability. That has been no fault of his own for the most part. And again, he was knocked out in a crash in this race at the first turn. But Daniel Ricciardo has really been picking up the pieces and growing in confidence and doing a really, really good job. He did a great job in qualifying yesterday to be the best, essentially, of the rest behind Mercedes and Ferrari. And defended exceptionally well against Lewis Hamilton. Even his first lap was really key. He had to pass the Ferrari of Kimi Raikkonen while defending against Romain Grosjean, and that set him up for the podium, and a thrilling conclusion for him, and he enjoyed it. I don't know if you heard the radio on the television. He was essentially just screaming, no words, but he really enjoyed that battle so much.
And the shoey situation there on the podium as well. He had Martin Brundle, everyone doing it, I think.
I'm shocked that no one's gotten sick from it yet, to be honest. I think it's around the corner, some kind of bacterial scandal in Formula 1, probably from Daniel Ricciardo's shoes.
Just also, as well, as we said, Ricciardo just behind Vettel and Bottas, of course, winning the Austrian Grand Prix. Michael Hamilton in fourth, a much-needed fourth after his couple of days.
Yeah, exactly. He's had a really difficult fortnight, more or less. If we go back to Azerbaijan, which was the previous race, he lost the lead because his headrest wasn't fastened properly, and that was the same race where Sebastian Vettel bashed into him behind the safety car, and Vettel was penalised, but Hamilton, because of that headrest problem, ironically ended up behind him, so he actually lost points to Vettel in a race he probably should have really gained some points. Then he arrived here, and by a cruel twist of fate, he had to change his gearbox, had a penalty, had a problem with it, rather, and he had to take a 5 grid place penalty, so he started romantic. He didn't have a great qualifying. He only qualified third fastest and then had to pass a couple of cars. The cars he probably was going to pass anyway. He passed Kimi Raikkonen, which was one of the more difficult cars, but then couldn't make any inroads on Daniel Ricciardo. He scored some points, but he is falling behind a little bit more in the Drivers' Championship. Still very early days, not even halfway through the season, but he's on the back foot. It must be said he's a little bit on the back foot, especially if his teammate Valtteri Bottas is growing in confidence.
Michael Laminato, last but not least, mate, before there you go, really appreciate your time. Live from Austria, Box of Neutrals, F1 podcast here on Sports Overnight, RSN 927. Bottas winning from Vettel and Ricciardo there at the Austrian Grand Prix. Hamilton in fourth, but where to now? A week away, yes, from Silverstone.
Absolutely, the British Grand Prix, it's one of the most popular of the calendar, certainly one of the best attended. 100,000, or more than 100,000 really, tend to rock up on Sunday to watch mainly Lewis Hamilton, but also other drivers in Formula One. Good race for Hamilton, obviously he wants to win his home Grand Prix, and he has been pretty handy around there, but the cars are very even. Ferrari proved this week that their car is still more or less a match for the Mercedes, and Red Bull Racing, again this weekend, proved that they're really getting into it now and could be competing for wins, and they've got a car that really does suit the Silverstone circuit. So I think that race is tipped to be a very, very good one. Of course, you can never discount the unusual British weather to play a part in that race. So in 1 week's time, Silverstone is the destination. I think it's going to be a good one.
Good on you there, Michael. Bring it all on and enjoy the rest of your time in Austria. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks, Scott. Anytime.